Welcome to Zichru Daf Siman Memar by Avram Goldhara, and today Masechta Sota, Daf Yud Beis. The first parak Hamakana. The Zichru Masechta Sota program has been generously sponsored as a schus for Hachazakas Torah. So the three daves we're going to focus on. Number one is taught in the pasuk, "Vayelch ish mebeis Levi." A man went from the house of Levi. The descriptive term "going" teaches shahalach ba'atzes bito, that he followed his daughter's advice. A brice relates that when Paro decreed for all male infants to be thrown into the river, Amram, the god of Ador, declared, "Lashav anu ameli," we are laboring for nothing to have children, and he divorced his wife, and all Bnei Israel followed suit. Miriam, his daughter, told him, "Kashik zerascha yosim eshel Paro. Your decree is worse than Paro's in three ways. Now, even females cannot be born. Two, these unborn children cannot merit Olam Haba, and your gezer is certain to be fulfilled." Amram relented and remarried her. This is described with "Vayikach," and he took, which connotes a first marriage, to teach "Sha'asu lo b'maisa likuchen." He made for her a ceremony akin to a first marriage. "Hoshiva ba'pirion v'aron u'miriam meraknim lefanela." He seated her in a ceremonial chair used for carrying a bride, and Aaron and Miriam danced before her. "U'malchei asharis amru eim habanim smecha," and the Malachim said, "The joyous mother of children." Point number two, the pasuk says, "Veter bas Paro lirchos el hayor," and Paro's daughter went down to wash herself by the river. Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai said this teaches shiyarda lirchos megilui avia, and that she went down to wash herself from her father's idols, meaning to convert. Her attendants are described as holchos, walking. Ein halicha zo el lashem misa. This walking is none other than an expression of approaching death, as in the phrase holech lemus, going to die. Her attendants protested her saving Moshe, saying that even when a king's decree is not kept by his subjects, at least his household members observe it. Gavriel came and struck them, killing them. Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Nechemi dispute the meaning of "v'tishlach es amasa v'tikachel," and she sent forth her amma and took the basket. One said it means her arm, and one said it means her maidservant, meaning Gavriel left one alive to love Urcha de Basmalka will make a mechud, because it's not appropriate for a princess to stand alone. According to the opinion that it means her hand, the word amasa is used to teach that her arm extended greatly to reach him. And point number three, Miriam asked Paro's daughter if she should summon a wet nurse, mi'ivrios, from the Hebrews. The Gemara explains, they brought Moshe around to all the Egyptian women, but he did not nurse from them. Kosh Baruch Hu said, "Pesha asi ledabri meshchina yinak davar tame," should the mouth which is destined to speak with the shchina, nurse of a non-kosher substance, which was eaten by an Egyptian wet nurse? Paro's daughter said to Yocheved, "Helichi asa yeladazet, take this child and nurse him for me." Rabbi Chama bar Rabbi Chanina said, "Misnaba ve'enu yadas ma misnaba." She was prophesizing, but wasn't aware what she was prophesying. The word halechi is a contraction of "here is that which is yours." Paro's daughter continued, "Vatnia tenes charech," and I will give you your wages for nursing. Rabbi Chama bar Rabbi Chanina noted, "It's not enough for the tzaddikim that what they lost is returned to them, but they also pay them." So once again, the 3 points are number one. It was stated in the pasuk, "Yelch ish mebeis Levi." A man went from the house of Levi. The descriptive term "going" teaches shahalch ba'atzes bito, that he followed his daughter's advice. A brice relates that when Paro decreed for all male infants to be thrown into the river, Amram, the god of Ador, declared, "Lashav anu ameli," we are laboring for nothing to have children, and he divorced his wife, and all Bnei Israel followed suit. Miriam, his daughter, told him, "Kashik zerascha yosim eshel Paro. Your decree is worse than Paro's in three ways. Now, even females cannot be born. Two, these unborn children cannot merit Olam Haba, and your gezer is certain to be fulfilled." Amram relented and remarried her. This is described with "Vayikach," and he took, which connotes a first marriage, to teach "Sha'asu lo b'maisa likuchen." He made for her a ceremony akin to a first marriage. "Hoshiva ba'pirion v'aron u'miriam meraknim lefanela." He seated her in a ceremonial chair used for carrying a bride, and Aaron and Miriam danced before her. "U'malchei asharis amru eim habanim smecha," and the Malachim said, "The joyous mother of children." Point number two, the pasuk says, "Veter bas Paro lirchos el hayor," and Paro's daughter went down to wash herself by the river. Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai said this teaches shiyarda lirchos megilui avia, and that she went down to wash herself from her father's idols, meaning to convert. Her attendants are described as holchos, walking. Ein halicha zo el lashem misa. This walking is none other than an expression of approaching death, as in the phrase holech lemus, going to die. Her attendants protested her saving Moshe, saying that even when a king's decree is not kept by his subjects, at least his household members observe it. Gavriel came and struck them, killing them. Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Nechemi dispute the meaning of "v'tishlach es amasa v'tikachel," and she sent forth her amma and took the basket. One said it means her arm, and one said it means her maidservant, meaning Gavriel left one alive to love Urcha de Basmalka will make a mechud, because it's not appropriate for a princess to stand alone. According to the opinion that it means her hand, the word amasa is used to teach that her arm extended greatly to reach him. And point number three, Miriam asked Paro's daughter if she should summon a wet nurse, Mi'ivrios, from the Hebrews. The Gemara explains, they brought Moshe around to all the Egyptian women, but he did not nurse from them. Kosh Baruch Hu said, Pesha asil adabri meshchina yinak davar tame, should the mouth which is destined to speak with the shchina nurse of a non-kosher substance, which was eaten by an Egyptian wet nurse? Paro's daughter said to Yocheved, Helichi asil yeladizet, take this child and nurse him for me. Rabbi Chama bar Rabbi Chanina said, Misnaba ve'enu yadas ma minsnaba. She was prophesizing, but wasn't aware what she was prophesizing. Helichi hashelichi. The word helichi is a contraction of here is that which is yours. Paro's daughter continued, Vatni atenes charech, and I will give you your wages for nursing. Rabbi Chama bar Rabbi Chanina noted, L'dayin l'tzadikim shemachzirin lehen aved asan. It's not enough for the tzadikim that what they lost is returned to them. El shenoysen lehen scharam, but they also pay them. All right, so now we go to our siman daf yud base, and our standard siman is 12 brothers. 12 brothers. So here goes. The 12 red-haired brothers who divorced their red-haired wives upon the instruction of their leader, but then celebrated by a river upon remarrying them, were shocked when they saw a princess stretch out her very long arm to snatch a baby from the water and hand him to his mother to nurse with pay. Once again, it's a motion. The 12 red-haired brothers, 12 brothers, that must be more in depth. Yud Beis. The 12 red-haired brothers who divorced their red-haired wives upon the instruction of their leader, but then celebrated by a river upon remarrying them, which reminds us about Amram's divorce and then remarrying Yocheved based on Miriam's advice, because she said that his decree was harsher than Paro's. So the 12 red-haired brothers who divorced their red-haired wives upon the instruction of their leader, but then celebrated by a river upon remarrying them, were shocked when they saw a princess stretch out her very long arm to snatch a baby from the water, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses Basri retrieving Moshe from the Nile, and the Malchokas of the Pasuk states, V'tishalach es amasa v'tikachea, she sent out her ama to take the basket, refers to one of her maidservants, meaning Gabriel left one alive because it's inappropriate for a princess to stand alone, or ama refers to her arm, meaning that her arm extended greatly to reach him. So the 12 red-haired brothers who divorced their red-haired wives upon the instruction of their leader, but then celebrated by a river upon remarrying them, were shocked when they saw a princess stretch out a very long arm to snatch a baby from the water and hand him to his mother to nurse with pay. Which reminds us, they brought Moshe around to all the Egyptian women, but he didn't nurse in them. Kosh Baruch Hu said, Pesha asilu dabri meshchina, yinak davar tameh, should the mouth, which is destined to speak with a shchina, nurse of a non-kosher substance, meaning food that was eaten by an Egyptian wet nurse? Paro's daughter said to Yocheved, Helichi, as they yelled hazet, take this child and nurse him for me. And not only did Yocheved nurse Moshe, but she was paid to do so. So once again, the 12 red-haired brothers who divorced their red-haired wives upon the instruction of their leader, but then celebrated by a river upon remarrying them, were shocked when they saw a princess stretch out her very long arm to snatch a baby from the water and hand him to his mother to nurse with pay. All right, so now it's time for our four blah blah chazar. Dav Ches. So the simur Dav Ches is challah. So here goes. The baker who brought red challah is challah's baker. That must be more in Dav Ches. The baker who brought red challahs for two sotas before they're going to be made to drink separately, which reminds us, it was taught in the Braise, Ein mashkin shtei sotos ka'achas. We do not give two sotas to drink at once, kedei shelo ye'eliba gaspa chaverta, so that her heart should not be emboldened by her friend who stands fast in her denial. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees and says the source is a pasuk osa levada. The kohen will make her swear, her alone. Although the Tanakhama agrees with the drasha, it's Rabbi Shimon to Darish Tam Tikra, who expounds the reason of the pasuk and limits the application accordingly. The nafka mina is a woman who's a rosecha, is trembling from fear of the waters, who could drink alongside her friend, according to Rabbi Shimon, since the reason does not apply. So the baker who brought red challahs for two sotas before they were going to be made to drink separately was surprised to see their heads uncovered when the woman he saw stoned a day earlier was completely clothed. Which reminds us, the Chumim in the Mishnah taught that the sota's heart and hair may be uncovered, but Rabbi Yehuda holds that if she's beautiful, they cannot. The Gemara asks, is this to say that Rabbi Yehuda is concerned about causing immoral thoughts to those watching and the rabbis are not concerned? But the exact opposite can be shown from a brisa about one who's being stoned to death, where Rabbi Yehuda said that only the private areas of man and woman must be covered after the clothing is removed, while the Chumim hold that a woman is not stoned unclothed altogether. We see then that the Chumim are concerned for immoral thoughts of the onlookers and Yehuda is not. The Gemara explains why the positions are different with regard to stoning. So the baker who brought red challahs for two sotas before they were going to be made to drink separately was surprised to see their heads uncovered when the woman he saw stoned a day earlier was completely clothed and couldn't watch when one sota's body began to react to the water, mita keneged mita, based on her sota behavior, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, "Bamida sha'adam moded ba modedin lo." According to the measure with which a person measures his actions, with it they measure for him in punishment or reward. The laws of sota illustrate this. She adorned herself for sin, Kosh Baruch Hu disgraced her. She revealed herself for sin, Kosh Baruch Hu revealed her sin publicly. She began to sin with her thigh and then her stomach, therefore the thigh struck first and then the stomach and the rest of her body does not escape. Daf Tess. So the simmer Daf Tess is a teapot. So here goes. The jealous little old lady who had her eyes on her neighbor's red teapot. That must be on Daf Tess. The jealous little old lady who had her eyes on her neighbor's red teapot ended up dropping her antique blue teapot, which smashed into pieces, which reminds us, it was taught in a brisa. Sota nasna eineha b'misha einu ruila. The sota set her eyes on one unfit for her, masha biksha lo nitin la. What she sought was not given to her, meaning she becomes prohibited to her adulterer even after leaving her husband, mash miyada natu mimena. And what was in her hand, they took from her, meaning death through the waters, or becoming prohibited to her husband through confessing. Shekola nosin eina b'masha einu shalo, because anyone who sets his eyes on what is not his, mash mevakash einu. What he seeks is not given to him, and what is in his hand, they take from him. So the jealous little old lady who had her eyes on her neighbor's red teapot ended up dropping her antique blue teapot, which smashed into pieces, and then got her fancy gray shetel stuck in a tree because she was so conceited, which reminds us, the next mission teaches more examples of mida keneged mida. Shimshon halach erche einav. Shimshon followed his eyes. Lefikach nikru plishtim es einav. Therefore, the plishtim gouged out his eyes. And because Avshalom was conceited about his hair, he was hung by his hair. So the jealous little old lady who had her eyes on her neighbor's red teapot ended up dropping her antique blue teapot, which smashed into pieces. And then got her fancy gray shadel stuck in a tree because she was so conceited that she could afford to go to the shadel macher called Delilah, which reminds us, Rabbi said, Imala Nikra Shma Delilah, even if her name had not been Delilah, Rui Haisa Shetikra Delilah, it would have been fitting for her to be called Delilah from the word weakened. Dildalas Kocho, she weakened Shimshon's strength. Dildalas Libo, she weakened his heart. Dildalas Masav, and she weakened his actions. Daf Yud, so the Simmer Daf Yud is a minion of Yidden. So here goes. When five exceptional members of the minion of Yidden, that must be on Daf Yud. When five exceptional members from the minion of Yidden wearing red talasim were stricken in different ways, which reminds us it was taught in a brisa, chamisha nivru me'ein dugma shamala, five were created with a similarity to the one above, meaning they were unparalleled, v'kunu lakubahen, and they were all stricken in those areas of superiority. Shimshon was stricken with his exceptional strength, Shaul with his neck, which was exceptional in his being taller than the others, Abshalom with his exceptional hair, Sitkio in his eyes, and Asa in his legs. So, when five exceptional members from the minion of Yidden wearing red talasim were stricken in different ways, they were brought to a holy man by an eshel tree, who gave them food and drink, and told them to bless Hashem, which reminds us, the pasuk says about Avram, Yital eshel be'er sheva, and he planted an eshel in Be'er Sheva, and Reish Lakish explains that he teaches and made an orchard and planted there many kinds of fine fruits, eshel meaning a tree. The Gemara quotes a machokas if it means an orchard or an inn, because Rashi explains that eshel stands for achila shtia velina, eating, drinking, and escorting, and it was also taught that Avram Avinu caused Hashem's name to be proclaimed by the mouth of every passerby. After giving them to eat and drink, they arose to bless Avram, whereupon he said, was it my food you ate? No, you ate from the food of the God of the world. Hodu v'shavchu barchu misha amar v'hayo olam. Instead, thank, praise, and bless he who spoke, and the world came into being. So, when five exceptional members from the minion of Yidden wearing red talasim were stricken in different ways, they were brought to a holy man by an eshel tree who gave them food and drink and told them to bless Hashem, and were inspired by a guest who publicly was Mekadesh Shem Shemaim with his confession, which reminds us, Yehudu publicly sanctified Shem Shemaim with his confession, merit to be called entirely based on the name of Hashem, meaning his name contains all the letters of Hashem's name. And when he confessed, the Baskol went forth and said, you saved Tamar and her two unborn sons from the fire? By your life, I'll save in your merit three of your descendants from the fire, referring to Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. Daf Yadav, so the Simmer Daf Yadav is stars based on the 11 stars in Yosef's dream. So here goes. The new evil king meeting under the red starry night, that must be on Daf Yadav, stars. The new evil king meeting under the red starry night with his three wisest advisors, which reminds us that we have two from Shatim in the Pasuk, V'yakim el Chadash, a new king arose, and we learn what happened to Paro's three advisors, Bilam, Eov, and Yisro. So the new evil king meeting under the red starry night with his three wisest advisors put a mortar around his neck with intent to destroy his enemies with crushing labor, which reminds us a brick mold was brought and hung on Paro's neck so no one could say that they were too delicate to work since even Paro was working. The enslavement is described as beparech. Rabbi Lezer explains this means beperach, with a soft mouth, persuading them with words and pay. Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmani said befricha, with crushing labor. So the new evil king meeting under the red starry night with his three wisest advisors put a mortar around his neck with intent to destroy his enemies with crushing labor, but was distracted by the sound coming from two midwives where one would coo while the other straightened the child's limbs, which reminds us of Malchus, who the Mialdot, the midwives were, and explains why they were called Shifra and Pua. All right, so now it's time to conclude our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1. which stuff do we learn about the Eshel of Avram and how he taught those who ate by him to bless Hashem? That's on Daf Yud. Good. Number two, which stuff do we learn regarding who the Mialdo were and the meaning of their names? That's on Daf Yidolf. Good. Number three, which stuff do you discuss Basti retrieving Moshe from the Nile and the Malchus regarding what her Amma refers to? That's on Daf Yudbeis. Good. Number four, which stuff do you learn that they brought a brick mold and hung it on Paro's neck so no one could say that they were too delicate to work since even Paro was working? That's on Daf Yidolf. Good. Number five, which stuff do you learn why both Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim hold differently in terms of the concern for illicit thoughts when it comes to sota and stoning? That's on Daf Ches. Good. Number six, which stuff do you learn that five people were created with similarity to the one above, meaning they were unparalleled, but kulan lakubahen, and they were all stricken in those areas of superiority? That's on Daf Yud. Good. Number seven, which stuff do you learn that Yocheved was brought to nurse Moshe? That's on Daf Yud Beis. Good. Number eight, which stuff do you learn that anyone who sets his eyes on one is not his, Mashe Mevakesh Ein Nosin Lo, what he seeks is not given to him, U'mashe B'yado Noten Hamenu, and what is in his hand they take from him? That's on Daf Tes. Good. Number nine, which stuff do you learn about Amram's divorce and how he remarried Yocheved based on Miriam's Asa? That's on Daf Yud Beis. Good. Number 10, which stuff do you learn about Delilah's name and how she knew when Shimshon was telling the truth? That's on Daf Tes. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avram Goldham. Zichu, wishing you a great day and great learning.